Hello, and welcome to Graveyard Dirt, the podcast about anything and everything witchy from a practitioner and non-practitioner point of view.
This is the podcast.
I'm Zoe, and I'm a witch.
And I'm Andrew. I'm not.
Here it is.
Not yet. But I'm getting pretty good at reading tarot cards.
So typically at the beginning of every episode, we go over a tarot card in no particular order. Andrew gives his initial interpretation of the card. And then I gave mine as a tarot reader.
Yeah.
But today we aren't doing that.
Oh.
Instead, we're going to play a game.
Okay.
What game? First, before we start the game, do you know what an archetype is?
Only in Pathfinder, where you have an archetype for your base class.
And what would that be?
Like a cavalier that has standard abilities. The archetype would have different abilities, so it's just a modification, like a deck mod.
Interesting.
That's your deck archetype.
Okay.
Red corners.
So an archetype is like an obvious example of a person or a thing. Like, think of, if I said the girl next door, you would understand what I'm talking about.
Gotcha. Right. Or like the troll under the bridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like a hermit lady.
The hero.
Okay.
Like, that's an archetype.
Gotcha.
Hero, the villain, like that kind of thing.
I see.
And archetypes actually first were introduced and, like, really brought to life by Carl Jung, a psychotherapist. And he believed that we're all pre-programmed to search for archetypes in our day-to-day lives because they act as kind of like a blueprint for understanding the inner workings of our world.
So it's kind of like judging a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Or like assuming something about somebody based off of their appearance or their actions. Based off of previous knowledge that you have about something similar.
I think it's like...
You're like looking for similarities between stuff.
We try to categorize people and things.
Right. This is your box. You sit in this box. You are now a cat.
Yes.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. So I thought for our game, and I originally debated doing this once like we've gone through all of the cards, but... One, I have ADHD and I want to do this now. And two, I think it'll be cool to see your like initial understanding of the cards via archetype and then maybe going back and doing it again once we've actually gone through all the cards.
I got you.
So we're going to go through the major arcana.
All right, but you can't rely only on me. I might throw some of these back to you.
Okay. I will.
Because there's a lot. Yes. That's a thick stack.
It's 22.
That's 22. I don't know if I know 22 things.
So we're going to connect the archetypes of the major arcana to movies and TV shows.
The actual movie or TV show? Or like a character or a concept?
Characters in the movies and TV shows. It's okay if you don't say their actual name because I can already see the panic in your eyes.
I don't know any characters' names. I can tell you the actor, but not their name. Only other movies they've been in.
Okay.
That's my favorite thing right now is watching old movies and be like, oh my gosh, that's a young Angelina Jolie.
Oh, like I just watched David Arquette in Sharkboy and Lovegirl.
Yes. Yeah, he's also in the Scream movies.
Yes.
He's very good. He also looks a lot like your cousin, or your cousin looks like him.
Just because he has a mustache?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, let's get to it.
Okay. To what?
The first card.
That's one card.
We have the Fool.
The Fool.
And our archetypes are the potential, beginning, the child.
This is like that standard girl with the glasses from every 2000s movie or 90s movie where they're like, oh, take the glasses off. Now she's beautiful. And it like follows that same progression, like her evolution. Like what's that one where she's like, wears the overalls?
What?
You know, the girl in the overalls with the glasses and they take the glasses off. I think it's like a bet.
Oh, yes. She's all that.
She's all that.
Okay. And that would be Delaney.
Yes. She's all that. The Fool.
Okay.
It's like her story progression.
I could kind of see that. I was going to go with Frodo.
Why Frodo?
He's starting his adventure. He doesn't really know what he's getting into. He's just kind of like taking that leap. He's innocent.
Okay. I could see that. That's reasonable. I like She's All That.
Okay.
But that's a good one.
Okay. So, next we have the Magician, and this is the creator, the pioneer, the master of magic.
Okay. This is a stretch.
I feel like this is all going to be a stretch.
Billy Loomis from the Scream movies. He's the epitome of Ghostface. He is the beginning.
I guess.
What were the other archetypes?
The creator,
the creator, pioneer, yep.
Master of magic.
Absolutely. He is the master of the magic that is Scream. Yeah, I think Billy Loomis.
I was going to go with Willy Wonka.
That's a stretch.
And that's a stretch?
Which Willy Wonka?
Gene
Wilder or Johnny Depp?
Probably Gene Wilder.
He's pretty wild.
Johnny Depp's...
He is religion. The OG. He's the pioneer. Yeah, it would make sense to
throw back. And he's got that, like, magical, and he's just, like, this creator in the, like, factory. And
you're not going to go with, like, Charlie's dad? The one that makes that sweet castle out of toothpaste lids?
No.
Okay.
All right. Billy Loomis. All right. Next one is the High Priestess. And we have the unconscious, the mystery, the secrets.
Okay. This seems like it screams Snow White. Isn't she asleep till that dude kisses her?
Yeah.
And her secret is the poison apple kind of thing. But in parallel, this one might be a little bit more of a stretch than the previous one. But Daphne from the first people having Scooby-Doo movie. Monster Island. Yeah, I mean, there were a bunch of other animated Scooby-Doo movies, but this was the people one. Daphne, because live like action. Her... Yeah, live action. Because her backstory is like that she's always the damsel in distress, and that's why she left Mystery Inc. But then she came back to like prove herself. So she's like the sleeper. You don't think much of her until like she has a secret that she like learned karate.
Okay.
And then she runs it.
I feel like that's less of a stretch than whatever that first thing you made.
Sleeping Beauty. Snow White. It should have been Sleeping Beauty. I said Snow White. I don't know.
Snow White's also asleep for the... You were talking about Snow White.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of sleeping people in the Disney movies.
I was thinking Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She does have a secret. She slays vampires, and she's hella buff.
And she's just got, like, that mystery aspect to her. She's, like, super connected, like, to her unconscious, and, like...
Yeah, I can see that. Sure.
Do you approve?
It could be worse.
Okay, the Empress. We have fertility, the mother... Abundance. Would you like mine?
Yes, because mine's going to be a stretch.
Did you wear athletic clothes? Because this whole thing is a stretch.
It's actually pretty close. What's yours?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh my gosh.
Was that yours?
No. Oh. Why Mrs. Doubtfire?
Well, I know that she isn't.
She's a man.
Yes, but the whole point of it is that, like, he goes through that because he wants to be there for the children, and he wants to, like, be taking care of them, and he's full of all that love and care and nurturing, and so it's that, like, abundance, and even, I don't know, just because he was dude doesn't mean that can't have that, like, motherly aspect to him.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Doubtfire.
That makes sense. Could you tell me what the archetypes are one more time just so I can refer to them in my description? That's stretchy.
The fertility, the mother, abundance.
Yes.
Carry on, Gumby.
Okay, close. It's the mom from The Incredibles.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she's nurturing. She's got three kids. That's pretty fertile. And what was the last one?
Abundance.
Abundance. She can stretch herself. Real wide, real thin. She has an abundance of love and protection for her kids. Because I think at one point she like turns herself into a parachute and she like protects her kids in like a giant rubber ball that's her. So yeah. Wow. The mom from The Incredibles.
Okay. Okay. The Emperor.
Told you that one was a stretch, by the way.
The Emperor.
Ah, yes. Gandalf.
Can you maybe try to guess what the archetype is?
Gandalf.
Okay. Anyways, The authority.
Yep.
The father.
Yep.
Leadership.
Gandalf.
Yeah. I mean, that's good.
He does say, thou shalt not pass, and then that thing does not pass. So, I mean, that's pretty authoritative.
I have Ellen Ripley from Alien.
I don't know Alien enough to know who Ellen Ripley is. I used to have the video game. It was too spooky for me. It was a lot of dark.
Well, Ellen Ripley is a badass and definitely fits the archetype of the Emperor.
Okay.
Definitely a leader.
Gandalf led the Fellowship, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think Frodo led it.
Frodo was just there.
Okay. I'm not going to argue.
Fred Jones.
What?
The leader from Mystery Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Jones.
That's the Emperor to you?
I don't know. I think Gandalf is still the Emperor.
I feel like, okay.
But if you really need a good leader, Fred Jones. All right, gang, let's split up. Me and Daphne will check upstairs.
The Hierophant.
The Hierophant or Hierophant?
Hierophant.
Okay.
The teacher.
Mm.
The guide. The spiritual advisor.
Oh my God. This is that girl from... No, this is the boy from Scream. The one...
No, that's mine. No. Randy Meeks.
Randy Meeks. Yeah. Who's like... Mine. Enlightens them about like all of the Scream things, like the rules of this scary movie.
That was mine.
Okay, fine. Mine is his daughter in Scream 6.
That's his niece.
His niece in Scream 6.
She's not living up to Randy Meeks. No. But okay.
But it's crazy that we have the same one. It's true though. The Enlightener.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or, my brain's breaking right now. What's the guy in Buffy the Vampire Slayer where the one he pretends to be the librarian?
He was in another movie.
Mm-hmm. My brain's breaking. What's his character's name?
I don't know.
Anyway.
But I saw him. I was like, wait, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
We but know he's him.
Like Buffy's like advisor.
Yeah. He is Seeley Booth from Bones.
No. You got your characters mixed up. Angel.
Is that who you're talking about?
No. Rupert Giles.
I don't know who that is. Oh, was he the librarian from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You were thinking of Angel.
I was. Which was crazy that I had the right show.
Okay. Okay, where are we?
Mm. After the Hierophant.
The lovers.
Oh.
The choice, the connection, and of course, love.
I feel like this is Sheen and Carl from Jimmy Neutron. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I just feel like I'm getting that energy from this card.
Hmm. Okay. I have Mrs. Maisel and Lenny Bruce.
Mrs. Maisel and Lenny Bruce. Yeah, they're pretty lovey. Like, they do it.
They do it, but also they have that like connection aspect of where they have to make like difficult choices and kind of determine like if they're going to be together or not.
That does seem a lot like Sheen and Carl, like every single episode of Jimmy Neutron, where you have to make that tough decision.
Okay.
Are you going to listen to Sheen or Carl?
Was it
usually Sheen? Neither. No, I think it's Sheen.
Okay. Okay. Are you sure about that?
No. But I'm pretty sure about Carl.
Wait. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, what you got for the next one?
Okay, we have Chariot. The control, determination, and triumph.
This is that car from the movie that tried to run them over. Christine?
What?
Yeah. Determination and triumph. Yeah. Will not be stopped. You know?
Okay. Okay. I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The murderous car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I had Mad Max.
Okay. Similar.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're both vehicles.
No. Mad Max is not a vehicle.
I know, but in that one movie, there are vehicles.
Okay. No.
No.
I mean, there are.
Oh my gosh. This is that lady that kidnapped the writer and then broke his feet so he couldn't leave until he finished his book. Misery. The woman from Misery. You've never seen that movie. It was a Stephen King movie.
No.
Yeah, she loved his book so much that she kidnapped him and he tried to escape, so she broke his feet.
You think that's...
Determination and triumph. I mean, he got away. I think she may have ended up dying.
I feel like there's more movement to the chariot than that feels stagnant. Like
it is, place. Yeah. Okay, so fine, Christine, but you should also watch that movie.
I like Christine. That was a good answer.
Yeah, I know. You should watch the other movie,
it's
though.
It's like Family Feud. Good answer. Good answer.
Why? Don't X. That's well, bad answer.
Aren't I supposed to do that on the
No, that's... Team? Yeah, but you yeah. shouldn't say good answer.
But,
okay.
You know, strength.
Mr. Incredible.
The courage.
Mm.
Confidence. The sustainer.
Not Mr. Incredible. Not at the beginning. Maybe in the second movie.
I have Lorelai Gilmore.
Could you say the archetype ones one more time?
The courage, confidence, the sustainer. I'm sticking with my Lorelai Gilmore.
You said Lorelai Gilmore? She's pretty sustainable.
She's just that pillar.
She's courageous. That's right. Who else is courageous? Courage the Cowardly Dog. Sometimes you just got to do things you don't want to do to save the people you love. He is the sustainer. Yeah. Let's do that. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Okay.
He's purple.
I wasn't allowed to watch that show.
It was really scary.
It looked kind of scary, and I wanted to watch it, but I wasn't allowed to.
That's probably good. It'll rot your brain.
Okay, so it was inappropriate.
It was inappropriate. So inappropriate.
All right, we have The Hermit.
This was an archetype that I said.
Yes. We're going to break it down a little bit more into the solitude, wisdom, the student.
Solitude, wisdom, and student. Hagrid. He liked his solitude, and he was wise as heck. He was a student at one point, but I feel like we're all students. Yeah. Hagrid. Yeah. I feel like there's a better one out there, but that's the one I'm going to stick with. Also, he was large.
I went with Wednesday Addams. I feel like she's kind of always, like, reclusive and, like, learning and experimenting and just kind of, like, expanding on herself.
I could see that.
That's where I came from for that.
Yeah, I get that.
Wheel of Fortune. The luck, the change, the cycles.
The luck, the change, the cycles.
Okay, I have one, and I feel like you, it's kind of a stretch. Maybe. But I'm thinking house.
Because he gets the lucky.
He doesn't just, like, get lucky, but he's always just kind of on, like, that wheel of, like, sometimes he's, like, on the top of the wheel, and sometimes he's on the bottom of the wheel, and, like, yeah, so sometimes he's, like, super lucky, but he's always just kind of, like, changing and evolving.
Sure.
House.
Mystery Incorporated. Just as a troop.
As
their group. Yeah, they get lucky when they catch the bad guy. But, like, watching the series from the beginning, which, I mean, is just general Scooby-Doo, like, it has evolved a lot from how it used to be kind of like a no-brain cartoon to, like, then evolving into a whole series. Cycles? Seasons? I don't know.
Seasons.
Seasons are cyclical.
Literal seasons.
Yeah.
Now season one.
Yeah. Movie one, holiday movie season. Two. Yeah.
Okay.
I like Scooby-Doo.
I know you do. Justice.
Ah.
The truth. The detective. The balance.
All right. Well, this is Velma. Done. That's pretty cut and dry.
I have Dewey from Scream.
Dewey's a good one.
I felt like that is Dewey.
We have like three movies.
That's not true.
I have three movies.
I've made multiple different movies.
I said something about a car. Shows. Yeah.
The Hanged Man.
Ooh.
The Sacrifice. The Perspective. The Waiting.
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
He dies. Like, every single thing he's in.
Does he?
Game of Thrones, I don't think he lasted a season. Lord of the Rings, he died. Like, he's the sacrifice.
I have Zach Seiler from She's All That. He's the main guy that, like, gets... He's the one that takes the bet and, like, tries to change Delaney, but then realizes that he really likes Delaney for who she is. And, like... He has to find, like, new perspective on, like, his shitty-ass behavior.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, I think those are some good ones.
Yeah. The death card.
Mm.
The transformation, the change, the rebirth. I feel like this one's hard because I feel like it's an archetype in of itself. And, like, honestly, I feel like most movie characters go through, like, that transformation, change, and rebirth.
Yeah, but not so, as like, much as that emo girl from Breakfast Club.
Shh. Yes.
Crushed it. Done. Right?
Just because she wears a headband at one point?
They gave her that complete makeover into, like, that pink wearing thing.
Yeah, like she wears a little shawl.
She was like super depressed in the beginning, and then they gave her a makeover. I don't know, rebirth. It seemed like that one really fit well.
Okay.
Do you not appreciate that one? You don't like The Breakfast Club?
I do.
Who are you thinking?
I don't know exactly. That's why I'm just kind of... Like, I feel like it fits... So many that I'm having trouble pinpointing it.
What about the Scream series? Where they go through that whole, like, rebirth right around 5-6. Where they lose a lot of the OG cast.
Yeah.
And it's like a complete redo. Like, but revamp, see, like, rebirth.
As an archetype is, like, the point of majority of movies.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. That's what makes a good movie, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could say, like, Sydney Prescott. You could say, like, Molly Ringwald. Like, you could... Except for you are talking about Molly Ringwald.
Who was I talking about?
Ally Sheedy. Sheedy? Yes.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. Monk.
Does he go through a rebirth?
He goes through, like, that huge change. Like, the whole series is by, like, the end of it. He doesn't need his, like, caretaker anymore. And, like, isn't super obsessive. And he's kind of, like, learned to, like, release his wife.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah. That's what we go with.
Monk. Nice. Daphne.
I hit my staples.
From Monsters, Monster or Spooky Island. Because she goes through rebirth. And she's a badass.
Temperance.
Ah, yes. Temperance Brennan from Bones.
Yes. Moderation. Balance. The healer / harmony.
Huh.
I have Piper from Charmed.
Yeah.
She's the, like, the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just kind of that, like, balance to the whole group.
This one seems a lot more like Lorelai Gilmore to me.
Okay.
I think that would be a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elaboration?
Could you say the archetypes again?
The moderation, the balance, the healer / harmony.
Yeah. B because after Dean breaks Rory's heart and he acts like a total butthead, and then she kind of like puts her back together or like helps her move on. Yeah, I think she's like that rock, that temperance.
I like it. The devil.
Ooh, Dean.
The temptation. That dick. The temptation, materialism, bondage.
It does seem a lot like Dean, you know, that high school boyfriend that's kind of like all flashy and stuff. And she always seems to like want to come back to him. I don't know if that's just because she moved back from Yale for that one like summer or winter and like they ran into each other again. But then like bondage, not in like the sexy way, but like he's holding her back.
Okay. I can see it.
I know you can because it's perfect.
I had Harley Quinn.
I don't know much about Harley Quinn. I haven't seen any of like the Marvel or DC movies.
Mm-hmm. I had Harley Quinn because she's got that like connection to the Joker, and she also has this like pull to like want to be good, but also like feels very stuck in her life as well, and then like kind of tries to like take over, and like there's like a dominance part to it as well, which I see as part of like that temptation.
Sure.
Yeah, she's like living on a high.
Oh, yeah, she is.
What brings us to the tower?
Uh-oh, that one's not usually good.
The crisis, the upheaval, the revelation.
Oh, man. There's someone that shows up and always just makes everything worse.
I have Daniel Radcliffe and Guns Akimbo. Uh-huh. Because it's just like, that whole movie's just a tower moment.
What about that woman from Grey's Anatomy with the tall face, the blonde? She was the red hair guy's, like...
The one that you call trash every time you see her?
Yeah. She always just, like, blows everything up, but whenever she shows up, she makes it worse.
I can't come up with her name now.
What is her name? Dr. Something, probably. Dr. Trash Can.
Dr. Trash Can.
You know, she, like, showed up, like, around season 3 or 4. Like, she wasn't one of the original people. Actually, it was probably later than that. She was in, like, all of them after that point.
Teddy Altman.
Yeah, Dr. Altman. I don't like her. She's a heck of a tower. They did a very good job with that character because I hate her.
Trash. The star, the hope, the inspiration, the visionary.
Joey from Friends.
Aw.
He's got high aspirations. Yeah.
I like that. I'm Juno.
Although he is not a star. He wants to be. Well, I guess he kind of like in real life he is. He
ends up on the soap opera.
Yeah. Yeah.
He becomes a star.
Yeah.
He's famous.
Joey.
Until they kill him off.
Yeah. As they should.
I have Juno.
Yeah?
Yeah, because she's just kind of like that. Well, I mean, she, like, encompasses, like, hope and inspiration and, like, going through the adoption process and, like, trying to see, like, the good in people and, like, then she has a revelation of, like, what it is to be, like, an adult versus a child and, like, what life is like and responsibilities.
Okay.
Yeah. Which brings us to the moon.
The moon.
The fear. The illusion, the unknown.
Man. The fear, the illusion, the unknown.
I have Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. I feel like she's the epitome of, like, that unknown. She's got that, like, cool illusion to her.
the fear?
No!
Is that the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean... does have to fear all of her evil exes.
That's true.
But yeah, she's got like this like darkness to her, but she's also like cool and just kind of mysterious.
Nice.
Flowers.
Nice. I was watching a TV show called The Griffin. It was weird because we watch all our stuff with subtitles.
Yes.
So I was like reading subtitles and it was not matching up with the words that they were saying. But also the subtitles were not matching up with their mouths. Because it turned out that it was, like, German and then translated. Anyway, Griffin, they, like, go into this, like, I'm going to call it like the Underdark or like the Upside Down from Stranger Things. And it's like that illusion and unknown, because it kind of like twists like reality and this kid's perception.
Yeah.
And the fear of the unknown. Yeah. Not a person, just a concept.
Solid.
You should watch it. I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Okay. The sun. The success, the joy, vitality.
Success, joy, and vitality. Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Not the purple dinosaur. No.
I have Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, those are both really good. Workable. I feel like those both really match well.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like there's supposed to be some type of elaboration there, but I don't have anything
it's other than unnecessary.
That is
it. Yeah. Just get you moving.
Google it.
Yeah.
All right, we have only two more left.
All right, do the one on the left.
What? They go in a specific order.
Okay, do the one on top.
Judgment.
Oh.
The redemption, accountability, and then, of course, like judgment.
Accountability. What was the first one?
The redemption.
Redemption, accountability, and judgment. Interesting.
Who's the demon in Omens?
He's one of the doctors from Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
What's his name?
It's Aziraphale and...
Crowley.
Duh.
Okay.
I feel like he's a good judgment card.
Yeah.
Him specifically, because, like, he kind of has that, like, balance of, like, quote-unquote good versus evil within him. More so than Aziraphale.
Yeah. What about the scene from Harry Potter during the Deathly Hallows when Harry gives himself up to die effectively, but then like he sees like he doesn't actually die?
Don't people quote that all the time?
He's like in that little world with his parents.
Oh.
And his uncle.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were talking about the like...
Not when they're in King's Cross. No,
he's on a little chess... No, when he's on a little chessboard thing.
Oh, no, that's
like... And he says like, he's going to sacrifice himself.
I think that's the first movie.
Sounds like he sacrifices himself.
No, that was Ron that did that. But this was Harry in mind.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Yeah, Ron's the knight and he sacrificed himself. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, mine is Harry Potter when he's in like that... like misty world and all the ghosts show up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like
judgment.
Judgment, yeah.
Interesting.
He's given like a second chance, kind of.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe I don't remember the movie as well as I'm thinking. No, I'm second guessing myself, but it probably fits to some extent.
Are you judging yourself?
If not Harry, then let's just say Dumbledore.
Okay.
He's good. He's very judgy. Hella judgy.
All right, and our final card is the world.
Ah, yes.
We have achievement, the completion, the success.
The end of any movie.
The end of any movie, please. Yeah, pretty much.
But what's a really good one?
The end of Mamma Mia.
I don't know that one.
I guess not. She just ends up with like four dads. Mia Thermopolis in Princess Diaries.
I feel like any of the James Bond movies kind of like end on that really high note. Oh, the old ones. I don't know about the new ones. I haven't seen them since the... What is it? Since Casino Royale. I haven't seen any of the new ones. The new Casino Royale, not the old one.
I know. We saw it on date together.
We did.
Kids.
In the movies.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I feel like the older ones, like there's the one with Halle Berry. I don't think I can say that one.
Why?
It's got a bad word in it.
Oh. Are we not allowed to say bad words?
Not that one.
Oh. Spooky.
Yeah. James Bond movies.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
There's a Hot Tub Time Machine too.
Yeah.
What's the end of Hot Tub Time Machine?
I don't really know.
He'd probably get back. Probably. Isn't the one guy like super rich because he made like a bet or something like that? Or he like invested in Google?
Just remember there's a hot tub and it's a time machine.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
There you go.
Is that the episode?
That's the episode.
Oh, man.
That's the game.
What a game.
I don't know. I think that it'll be cool to look back after we finish going through like all of the tarot cards. I actually should probably go back to the episodes and see how many of the major arcana we've actually done.
It'd be nice if we put them in like the description or something like that.
We do put them in the description.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
I just don't.
No, I say what the card of the day is.
Oh, okay. Good. That's easy.
And kind of looking back on the archetypes, once you have an understanding of the card definition, because I feel like even though I'm reading the archetype, I'm also thinking in my head like the card definition in a sense.
Yeah.
And so I'm seeing aspects of like the archetype that maybe aren't like the actual three keywords kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
So it'd be cool and see if maybe the movies change. You're like, no.
It just depends on what movie we watched the week before. You know?
Let's do a correspondence before you give us our fact.
Sure.
Do you have a dice?
No.
Dookie. Pick a number.
3.
Pepper.
Pepper? Like the seasoning or the plant?
The plant.
Interesting. Pepper. Defensive. I'm going to say hot, like heat. Caliente. They're very hardy in our garden. They've been doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think those are the ones I'm going to go with. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think like protection and power and banishing. Kind of like that spice.
Yeah, the spice.
Definitely connected to the fire element.
The spice of life. Why fire and not earth? Isn't the plant? They don't matter though.
No.
Okay. People just make these things up.
No. Give us your fact. Fact boy.
So we were just at the beach and we were floating in the water, right?
Yeah.
So it got me thinking about, because we were in the river.
Swimming.
Yes, that's fine. But buoyancy.
Okay.
You float in water because you're less dense. You weigh less.
Yes.
So you're displacing an equal weight of water. That's why you float.
Movie episode.
Good. So that's why you float. But what if your water was more dense, like salt water? Because it's got salt and minerals dissolved in it. Now your water is more dense, so that's why you float higher.
Yeah, like
and that's why it's easier to float. Yeah, the Dead Sea is like 10 times saltier than the ocean. And that's why you float really, really well in the Dead Sea.
Buoyancy.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. Throw stuff in water. Watch it float.
Do enjoy floating.
Or like, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Try and figure out she's a witch. What else floats in water? Small rocks. No, a duck. If she weighs less than a duck, she's a witch. You know that movie.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't connect that to any of the archetypes.
I was trying. But each of those characters is like really a definitive archetype that really didn't match up. King Arthur kind of fit a little bit. Sir Robin ran away.
All right. Next episode, Andrew's just going to connect all the cards to Monty Python.
Yeah, Monty Python characters across the board.
There you go.
Nice.
Well, thank you for tuning in, you guys. And next week we will have a mini-sode where we talk about just random things. And
Monty Python. Definitely Monty Python. I just found all my movies upstairs. We've got like Life of Brian and Holy Grail and all of the Flying Circus episodes, like with the parrot scene. There's been a meme about Twitter and then this like
it's
the
not
guy
Twitter anymore.
Whatever it is. Yeah, I know, because it's dead.
It's
and there's like that dead parrot scene where the guy brings the bird back to the pet shop. He's like, this parrot's dead. He's like, no, he's just asleep. It's clearly dead. Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can be our meme for Instagram this week.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, until next time, you guys. Bye.
Later, Gator.